breakfast. For Chemist Warehouse, get half-price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse.
Here it is, the Thursday edition of The Potty, and off the back of some X-Man inspiration, we have compiled, with the help of our listeners, a definitive list of things politicians just should not do.
No, and there's a long list, Basil. I look forward to people hearing them. Hey, Liam Duggan, he's one of the bright sparks this season at West Coast. He's had a pretty good year amongst all the mess.
Good to have him on the radio and staying upbeat and smelling amazing, as he always he always does. And the kids. Well, from time to time, X, we leave our phones lying around. It's our fault. We've got the app downloaded. They know what to push, or they push the wrong thing by mistake, and then the massive bill comes mum or dad's way. Plenty of calls where that story is very familiar.
That's right, mate. I've had a little incident myself, but there's plenty who've had worse than me. So a good couple of calls there.
Let's have a listen. Here we go. Deflating. So, X, would be finding out that your young fella or daughter had grabbed your phone and racked up a significant bill. And that is what happened to a family in the United States. The bill... pretty significant in a way. A two-year-old out of Texas got onto a phone and ordered 76 cheeseburgers from the local McDonald's. Obviously, an app over there that hooks up to McDonald's. Next thing you know, 76 cheeseburgers have arrived at mum's place in Texas.
It wouldn't have been ordered on Uber Eats because they just cancel your orders these days, like last night. But it might have been the McDonald's app or something where 70-odd cheeseburgers arrive. I don't know whether I'd be disappointed or a little bit of a, thanks, mate. I'm sure I'll find a place for 76 cheeseburgers.
Well, I was going to ask you, actually, X, of the 72, imagine that happened. How many would you get through, do you reckon? You've got all day to do it.
I look like a big eater. I eat the liquid stuff, but three would see me out. Absolutely three,
so
at max.
1-3-3-5-3. The mum in Texas, a bit red faced, a bit embarrassed. In the end, 72 cheeseburgers, a bit of a dent in the wallet, but not the absolute worst that could happen.
Go feed the neighbours, drop some off to the neighbours, the kids across the road, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, correct. But I wonder, has anybody been the victim of one of their young people in the family grabbing a hold of their phone and actually racking up something quite significant? And actually, if I think about my phone, I've got a reasonably tricky passcode that they've got to get past, and because it's a work phone, it's set to... It does go to password very quickly. I think after a couple of minutes, it goes automatically back to you either need to show your face or type in the passcode. The code is not an easy one as well. And normally in all of my life, I've got reasonably easy passcodes, but this one is tricked up a bit because it was a requirement of work that it wasn't a simple 1-2-3-4 sort of job. So my kids are relatively locked out of mine, but there would be examples, I'm sure, where people have copped it bad.
Oh, Baz, there was a young Indigenous man called Amos Frank who was drafted to Hawthorne. Now, Amos was from a tiny little Indigenous community, a wonderful man, Amos. Anyway, Hawthorne, when he first arrived, they provided him with $75,000 or whatever the contract was, a place to stay and a mobile phone.
Right, yeah.
Now, it was one of those deals where you pay $100, you get $2,000 credit or something like that. Anyway, they gave him one of them with the full load on it, and it just kept rolling on. Anyway, Amos rang back to his community.
Yeah.
And they never hung up the phone. Amos would speak to every single person in the community.
No.
They'd eat dinner. The phone would just be sitting on the table for Amos to listen into the conversations. They'd go to bed. They'd have the phone there to say goodnight. Like, they would just pass the phone around the entire community. Now, I might be exaggerating, but I think the bill came in at about $10,000.
Jeepers.
I think it was something like that from Amos, who for a month, they didn't hang up for a month in the community.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Not so good for a family in Texas, X-Man. A toddler has managed to get a hold of mum's phone. Mum's phone's got an app on. The local McDonald's are delivering cheeseburgers in the area. The toddler, two-year-old, has ordered 72 cheeseburgers, which arrive at the front door.
Have you spent much time in the great state of Texas?
I haven't been to Texas,
Good ripper. Best on ground, that one, well, that place. Wow.
I'm looking forward to that. Even the cheeseburgers are bigger in Texas. 1-3-3-5-3. So for the mum from Texas, not the worst result. You wouldn't want that happening every single day of the week.
No. You pay your 72 cheeseburgers and then maybe put a lock on your phone.
But I wonder, has it happened to anybody listening to us? Have the kids racked up a bill without you knowing? 1-3-3-5-3. Jenny's in Queens Rock. Jen, morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
What happened, Jen?
Well, my son, who's 13 now, when he was 7, and because he's autistic, and he's, he's got delayed development.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was teaching him the things of, you know, 000 in case of an emergency, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, I've had 2 paramedics come to my house, and I didn't need them at that time.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I get a bill for over $1,000.
Are you joking?
Oh, what?
No, I'm not joking.
And did you have to pay the bill, or were you able to explain the situation?
Well, yes, and because I volunteered for them for 14 years, they did actually wipe that bill off.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then on the 16th of April, I had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
And then my son rang 000.
Yeah.
20th of April, and I ended up with the paramedics here again, and I've just received another bill for just over $1,000.
But that time,
I've got a reminder today.
That time you needed the paramedics, though. You needed the ambulance, right?
No. I'd already had the heart attack on the 16th of April. He's rung the ambulance on the 20th of April.
Right. Well.
So you've copped another one.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have. Gee whiz,
Jen.
Another one.
That's tricky, Jen, because you don't want to take the phone away, because there will be a time when the young fella will need to, or maybe, we hope there's not actually, but you know, he may legitimately need to call an ambulance.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, Jenny can't keep having these $1,000 bills arriving, can she?
Like boarding school, Baz, if you burnt the toast and the fire brigade turned up, it was $1,000.
Good call, Jen.
No good.
Thank you.
Liam. Liam, you there?
Hey,
mate, let's talk about the bills, kids. What have they done to you?
Well, it was more of my bill from when I was a bit more of a kid myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Done a few stupid things and got myself a few fines.
Uh-huh.
And kind of just disregarded them for a while, and then all of a sudden they turned from $1,000 to $5,500.
Is that the bill that rocked up at the end of it all, was it? $5,500 from years gone
by? Yeah, because obviously every individual fine they add on extra bit every time you don't pay them on time.
Yeah. What was the fine for?
A bit of the old green stuff, Dave. You know yourself.
I don't know myself. How dare you say that? I bloody don't know myself.
And Liam,
bit of the old wacky tobacco.
Did you get that bill settled in the end? So did you pay off the $5,500?
I'm still paying it.
Oh, yeah. How much are you paying?
Are you actually paying it? Yeah.
A week or a month?
I'm actually paying it now. That's the one good thing about our legal system is they give you a long time to pay it.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. Well done, Liam. You've turned
and
over
stay
a
off
new,
the grass, bloody Liam.
Turned over a new leaf, you might say.
Yeah. Where there's smoke, there's fire, Basil.
Hey, Rich. Man. Richard, hello.
G'day, lads. How are you?
What happened to you, mate? Who racked up the bill?
My 6-year-old son at the time went back to New Zealand and decided to, we don't need global roaming. Mum's got Wi-Fi. Mum's Wi-Fi ran out, and my son decided to accept the $100 bill every hour.
$100 an hour.
Yeah.
$1,600 later.
Oh, my goodness. That's more than the trip itself.
That's pretty much a return flight to New Zealand.
Yeah. And was there any way out of that, or no, you just had to pay?
No, I sort of went to Optus to say, no way in hell am I paying that. And my 6-year-old son accepted the charges, and I got away with half of it.
Oh, that's something.
I had to pay $800.
Was that a reasonable, was that a fair enough deal, you reckon, in the end?
Oh, it hurt.
Yeah,
hurt, but I had no choice, mate. So,
that's it. I reckon you leave there with half the bill and go, well, it's better than the full lot. Let's just get it and forget it.
Exactly, mate.
Good call,
that's
Richard.
Exactly.
Thank you. Would you say, X-Man, now it is harder for the kids to be able to do this? Because there was a real trend down this path, wasn't there, some time ago?
Oh, it was a bit of a trap, too, though, that when you went overseas, you didn't really know what was going on or how to do what. Now you know. I don't think anyone in the world doesn't know. You either just use Wi-Fi at the coffee shop or the Macca's or the hotel or whatever it is. Or you buy a little $10 pass from Telstra or Optus.
I must admit, most of the stupid things that happen on my phone are my fault. Either the phone's in the pocket or a button gets pushed. There was an exciting moment a couple of months back when I went Facebook Live.
Yes.
And I've never had as many phone calls in a short space of time from friends, colleagues, and other acquaintances saying, mate, you're live on Facebook.
Hang up, you fool's head.
Fortunately, X, it was just a very quiet night at the Zemplis household. Thank
Absolutely.
Goodness.
Yeah, luckily, Basil.
And Gav's with us. Morning, Gav.
Morning.
What happened, mate?
I used to work as an account manager in a major telco. And one very early morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I had a call from back of house telling me that one of my accounts, they had to suspend the service.
Mm.
And he had a $42,000 phone bill.
$42,000.
Did you dig into it?
Yeah, I had to dig into it, and I found out that, I did call him the next morning because he was away. And he couldn't use his phone. So he actually got hold of me and he told me that, what's happening here? I've been away for the last 2 days and suddenly I can't use my phone. So, mate, you've got a $42,000 phone bill. And it's all international data charges.
David, so what happened in the end?
He had his little boy. Yeah. Brought his little boy with him on a trip.
Yeah.
And the boy got hold of his phone, and he was using Facebook and WhatsApp. And this is Facebook and YouTube, and this was in the day. Yeah. This is like five, six years ago when you didn't have all these data roaming packs.
Correct,
and all these other things.
Yes.
And all that.
Yeah. No.
How much did you have to pay? What did you wouldn't have expected the $42,000 to come back your way. What was the agreement?
Well, after a lot of explaining and ooh, ahs, and letters written, he got away with his monthly phone bill.
Oh, thank
goodness. Yeah, fair enough, too.
Thank
There's always a happy ending,
I think
hopefully.
That was very, very fair in that one, sometimes the big telcos can actually do the right thing.
Yeah, well, that's good
actually,
to hear.
They always do the right thing.
Good to hear, Gav. Oh, you do wonder, though, don't you, X, with a bill like that, $42,000, or even a bill that might have been global roaming back in the day for $1,000. You wonder how much it actually costs the telcos. Like, it probably costs them 20 cents like it normally costs. I mean, it's bloody Wi-Fi. How does that cost you money? It's just floating through the air.
Well, what about now, like your phone bill? I can leave my phone on for every minute of every day of every month.
Yeah.
And my phone bill now doesn't change from $130.
Makes you think about the years gone by, doesn't it? Last call, Bobby's in South Guildford. Bob, morning.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
What happened, Bobby?
Young fella, just finding myself. Got a hold of a nudie mag.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Contacted lovely lady.
Yes.
Didn't realise. Contacted a few times. Mm-hmm. 7.5 grand later.
This was in the day of those chat lines, was it?
Yes.
So you mean in the day, Baz? They're still around. Don't worry about that.
So hang on. So there's a photo in the magazine, and it says to talk to Cindy, call this number. Was it that sort of arrangement? Was it?
Definitely.
Right.
How many times do you think we'll call? How many times do you reckon you made contact, mate?
Oh, look, quite a few.
Right.
Quite a few, to be honest.
And what did Cindy, let's call her, what did Cindy sound like on the phone, Bobby?
Oh, to be a 13-year-old young fella.
Yeah.
Sounded quite attractive, actually, to tell you the truth.
And what do you reckon Cindy actually looked like, Bobby?
Oh, look, these day and age with all this catfishing and stuff going on, I probably could have been talking to a bloke with a filter.
You never know, do you?
Tell me more, Bobby.
Going to say it's happened to everybody. Not quite everybody.
$3.79. Keep going, Bobby.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Quick shout out to Chemist Warehouse, of course, because it's always great to have them on board.
That's the first place, Leechy, I'm going to from here.
That's what I thought.
So I've kicked I kicked COVID in the backside, but I'm just going to get the vitamins into me, and there's no cheaper place than Chemist Warehouse. And guess what? If you do find a cheaper place, they'll beat it by 10%. It's that good.
Beautifully said, X-Man. The Chemist Warehouse half-price sale on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
We're building the definitive list of things politicians should not do. On the list so far, number one, pouring beer. Don't get behind the bar.
Stay out of bars.
Number two, kissing babies. Get away from the kids. What are you doing with the kids? Number three, playing sport. Think ScoMo yesterday. Think Bob Hawke playing the hook shot. Think John Howard bowling the half tracker.
Kevin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, Kev.
Mate, add something to the list for us. What have you got?
Yeah, don't go playing with animals, while on TV.
Very good.
Animals on TV.
Was there a particular example from this campaign that comes to mind, Kev, or is this a general rule?
Just a general rule. Eh? It was one of the pollies got peed on by a wombat one day that I can remember.
Yes, of course.
Probably worth it for that. Thank you, Kev. So animals is on the list. Matthew's in Warmbra. What are we adding to the list, Matthew?
Playing the ukulele on the 60-minute special, ScoMo.
Correct. Correct. We got a bit of that, I reckon. To the April
sun. Oh, God, I don't want to hear it again.
That's going to haunt him forever, isn't it?
It's haunting me.
Matthew, I'm just picturing sitting at the family table and Dad pulling out the ukulele and sitting through it. Like, surely the... Oh, I put the bit of responsibility on the family.
Yeah, where were the kids? Where were the kids? Say, Dad, put it away. Dad, don't you dare.
Where were the kids in charge?
Correct. Well That's done, right. Matthew. Kevin mentioned animals a moment ago. Tanya Plibersek got peed on by the wombat during the campaign.
Right, there you go.
So it can happen. Where are we going next, X?
Brad, good morning.
How you going, boys?
Bradley.
Mate, add something to the list. We've got ukuleles, wombats, we've got beers, we've got sport, we've got babies. What do you want to put on there this morning?
Politicians implementing themselves in the workplace.
Oh, quite right. Quite right.
No, I tend to disagree, Brad. I thought when ScoMo was washing that lady's hair, it just made sense.
Well, what about the welder? What about the welder without the safety visor on?
Oh, when he takes it, when he lifts it up to have a look. Oh, no. Hey, Baz, what would that job be paid? A media advisor or someone who maybe taps the Prime Minister on the shoulder and says, hey, you look like it. Maybe we just don't do that.
Somewhere between 110 and 170K?
Okay, I might write that down.
Yeah, pretty handy money. So on the list, don't pour beer, don't kiss babies, don't play sport, don't play with animals, don't get the ukulele out, don't go into any workplace. Khan, what else goes on the list of things politicians just should not do?
Well, staying on the theme of like the ukulele, the music thing, well, do you remember when George W. Bush was like trying to dance?
Yeah.
Remember when he was with those African
tribes? Bob Hawke had a bit of a crack at one of the at a village somewhere as well. I remember. Peter Costello did the bird, and I reckon Theresa May gave it a little crack.
Theresa May. That was a slow. I thought she was three chords dead then. I don't know what she was doing.
Oh, I don't think any of them have really been able to, they got no rhythm at all. Oh, Barack Obama, you know, maybe he's African-American heritage. He's got a bit of rhythm in him.
He did have a bit. Actually, Mrs. Obama could dance. Anyone's going to dance, it should be her. What was her name?
No, that's Trump. Michelle. That's the Trump.
Michelle Obama. Great call, Khan. Really good call. And one last one in off the SMS. I reckon this is a beauty, actually. A few people have nominated this one. No politician should put high vis and a safety helmet on.
Oh, mate, but what do you mean? That is that's a daily thing on the news. You see someone at a work site with the helmet on and the high vis as though they're actually contributing.
Definitive list, this one. X, if you don't mind, I'm going to just keep this and put it in my pocket.
Baz, if you ever went down that path and I ever saw you in a bar, ever, I would drag you out by your feet and close the doors.
Thanks for your help, everybody. Great list.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple F. Newtown Toyota. Visit the brand new Newtown Toyota East Vic Park. Let their family look after yours.
We're the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here for a player chat.
With Liam Duggan.
And nails it.
Duggo's such a happy bloke. This doesn't feel like a natural habitat for Duggo, you know, to be down the bottom of the ladder and there's a bit of negativity around about West Coast. This is not what we're used to with Duggo. Big smile on his face all the time. Probably never really...
Nice smelling Duggo.
You know, smells beautiful and probably never really known a time like this since he's been to the West Coast Eagles. Duggo, morning.
Morning, fellas.
You all right? You coping? Are you getting through it?
Mate, I've still got the smile on my face, especially talking to you blokes in the morning. Nice. But as you say, Baz, it's been unusual territory for me in the 8 years that I've been at the footy club.
You've been up and about pretty much the whole time, haven't you? So serious question on that. There haven't been that many flat times, have there, while you've been there?
No, mate, I reckon one of the bigger losing streaks that I've been on is probably 3 or 4 in my time at the footy club. So I've been really fortunate for that. But obviously clubs go through these cycles at times, and at the moment we're in one and we've got to find a way out of it.
Dougo, it's a pretty big cycle, mate. 74 points again on the weekend. But I thought I think everyone thought the effort was okay, but I just don't think the players are there. How important is it? What's the balance for you in terms of focusing on team and then focusing on your own individual performances at the moment? Because when you're losing games, how important is it that you stand up individually?
Yeah, it's pretty big, X, especially being part of the leadership group this year and moving into more of that space as well. I think you've got to look after your own performance just as much as trying to help the team out. So I think the best way that you can lead is to perform on field. And I'm trying to find that balance at the moment in working on my game and trying to perform. Unfortunately, we're seeing a fair bit of the ball as a back line.
Yeah, busy.
So we're getting our hands on it a little bit. But, yeah, certainly it's massive to get that balance right because you do have to look after your own performance whilst also trying to help the team out up the field.
Now, I don't think I'm breaking any news here, but I don't think that Josh Kennedy, Shannon Hearn, Luke Shuey, those guys are going to be in the next premiership photo. Have the keys been handed over a little bit to the younger guys at the footy club to show that leadership and to sort of, I don't know, take a little bit more control than what you might have if you were sitting towards the top end of the table?
Yeah, I think it has, X, with the direction that we're looking at the moment is to really develop our younger players. So the older blokes, the leaders of our club that may not be around for the next 5 to 10 years, that they've bought into developing our younger boys and helping out with that program. So the leadership certainly, it's not a changeover. We're still leaning on those blokes quite heavily, but there's certainly a need for some younger blokes, myself included, to start to lead the charge and step up so that those boys can help teach and, like I said, focus on their own performance as well because that's really important for us.
There's a story on the back page of today's West. Paul Hazelby, who's a regular contributor to the West, says that if Nick Natanui and Andrew Gaff, for example, wanted to play in a premiership before their time is out, they should go and chase that opportunity at a club that's contending. Would anybody at the club have a problem with them doing that if that was their desire? And do you actually think that might be a possibility, Dougo?
I don't know how possible it is, Baz, but I don't think, I see those blokes as really loyal servants of the footy club and they have been for 10 plus years and they've done all they can to help us along the journey as well. So I don't think anyone would hold anything against them, although I'd love to see them stay in West Coast colours for their career and they're the sort of blokes that I think would love to be around the one club as well. But certainly I don't think there'd be any sour feelings towards it. But at the moment, those boys, they're on our train, moving in the same direction as us.
Now, Dougo, mate, you head over to Sydney this week to play against the Giants. I think the best player in the competition is Toby Green when he's at full flight. Does Toby chat out there? You're going to play on him. What will your role be this weekend? And you're the outsider, the underdog, but can West Coast Eagle fans have the fingers crossed for a victory?
I think so, mate. I think we've got to have them crossed at the moment. Going into every game, but
I'm still waiting for a phone call, Dougo. I can go sit in the back pocket.
Yeah, well, mate, I'd love playing with you, so that'd be good. But Toby, when he's up and about, he's one of the most fearsome players, I think, in the AFL, especially being a backman. He'd be up there in the top three that you want to stay away from. So I probably won't have a role as such on him, but...
stay clear of him, Dougo. Good boy.
Yes, someone will probably get their role, but he's a very talented player, so he's dangerous.
And just before you go, Dougo, any top-ups do you think likely in the team this week, or can you scratch it out to get to 22?
I think we might be right, Baz. I think we had a few more on the track this week. Uh-huh. Not all of them available, but more on the track means that we're on our way back, so... I think the Waffle team should be able to keep hold of their players this week, which they'll be happy about. But I think we should be right to get a squad across.
That is good stuff, Dougo. Visit the brand new Newtown Toyota East Vic Park. Let their family look after yours. So they're all big games at the moment, as we know. The Giants and the West Coast Eagles Sunday.
They'll pinch one of these, Baz. Yeah, they'll pinch one correct. At $7, I'm telling you.
At good odds, just after midday right here on Triple M. You're always smiling. You smell amazing. And we're
looking... I can smell him through my mic.
Yeah, me too. Toby Green might be mesmerised by your cologne on the weekend. That could be the secret weapon, Duggo.
You're grinding on your legs.
The footy.
Duggo, good work, mate. Looking forward to seeing you again very soon.
For Chemist Warehouse, get half-price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse.